Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. You know, one of the distinct markers of the United States is what has been termed our consumer economy. It's pretty intuitive. Having a consumer economy means that the main driver of our gross domestic product, our GDP, and therefore the engine of economic growth, comes from the spending by consumers. People like you and me going to market, right? Other major elements of the economy include private investments by all of us, by corporations, investments, not consumption. The government spending, of course, is a big part of the economy, and then, of course, trade is a big part of the economy. Those are just some of the other elements of our economy besides consumer spending. But in America, it's we're not unique in this distinction of having a consumer economy, but no other major economy in the world compares to the U.S. in the definition. Here's an example. American consumers currently represent 71% of GDP. And I say currently, that was in 2013. That's the last number we have. 71% of GDP in 2013 was from consumers. And that rose from 62% in 1960. So you can see how consumer spending has grown in America. But around the globe, Japanese consumers are only 61% of the economy, with only 36% of consumers making up the Chinese economy. 61 in Japan, 36, almost a little more than half of that in China. And in Europe, the major European countries, consumers average less than 60% of the GDP. Now I just picked a few of the not all of the European Union, just a handful: Italy, England, France, Germany, etc. So less than 60%, whereas in America it's over 70%. The U.S. has experienced an increasingly robust consumer economy, and it's been going on for generations, we could probably easily say over 100 years. But one of the implications that has arisen for, let's say, the last half century, is that consumers are more likely to spend than to save. There are many reasons for this spending-saving imbalance. America is the strongest economy in the world. We have a diverse credit industry with many creative products for loaning money to people, right? Very, very, very well-developed credit industry. We produce and import a lot of cool stuff, and Americans want that cool stuff, even if we have to borrow instead of save to get it. The world economy has long benefited from the exuberance, rational or not, of the U.S. consumer. Indeed, during the global slowdown of the late 1990s and early 2000s, if you remember, I was reporting on these things back in those days. The U.S. consumer almost single-handedly kept the economy, the global economy, from collapsing. I remember talking about this with Joan Pride when the Kiplinger letters. Year after year, the global economy was in the tank, but yet the globe did not go into a recession, even a recession, let alone a depression, because of the U.S. consumer. We were almost single-handedly holding the global economy out, of keep it from collapsing. But today, with the declining global economic scenario that we're facing, will American consumers reprise their earlier role as economic champion? Well, there's a new data point that may provide that answer. Recently, in our online polling, we asked small business owners if the significant drop in gasoline prices was manifesting as increased spending by their customers. Now, I'm sure you've been keeping up with this. Just in the last 6 months, gas prices have gone down $1 a gallon. They're about half of where they were about a year and a half ago. So gas prices, this is a major benefit for consumers, right? This is putting money back in their pockets from where we were a year and a half or so ago, even 6 months ago. Less than one-fourth of our respondents reported such a trend was evident. Less than one-fourth of our small business owners said that they could see a lot or even slight evidence that the consumers were spending more money with them because of gas prices. The drop in gas prices was improving their sales. Less than one-fourth of them. Something like 24% said that. One of the reasons for the consistent morbid U.S. economy since 2008 has been the debt-reducing behavior of both American businesses and consumers. But it now seems that consumers' cash conservatism continues unabated, because in addition to our poll results, which also showed almost half of our small business owners saw no evidence of increased spending, the other surveys indicate people are doing the same thing. Other surveys are indicating that they're using gas price dividend to reduce debt and to save, not to increase spending. Think about that now. I think that's a significant data point, that our survey and others are showing that people are putting that money in their pocket or reducing debt rather than going out and spending. That's an economic trend indicator, folks. During the first quarter of 2014 and 15, if you remember, I reported on this, the U.S. economy went negative. We had negative GDP in the first quarter of 2014 and 15, producing what you could call a half of a technical recession, while the Dow indexes went to record highs in those quarters. But 2016's begun with stock indexes retrenching toward bear territory, a decline in both imports and exports, and no apparent help from consumers. Consequently, I'm wondering, is a negative Q1 this year, could it possibly prove to be just the first one, rather than a one-off of the past 2 years? The best way to not participate in a recession is to be prepared for one. I'm not saying we're going to have one. I'm saying you should be prepared for one. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.